Seriously with Martin Besser.
Anybody following the Amber Heard case with Johnny Depp versus Johnny Depp? Unfortunately, kind of, you know, pops up on your timeline, gets shared all over the world. That's awkward in a way that you let into someone's private life like that, or people's private lives. And it's just a big mess. I mean, she's after him, he's going after her because, you know, a lot of his roles got cancelled because of what she said and her claims of the abuse and stuff. And then it's just for me it gets weird because it seems like she doesn't always have a kind of her facts straight, and it's a, you know, a couple of holes in what she's saying, but then you don't know, is it just because he's got a great attorney?
Mm-hmm.
Will we ever know the truth? I don't know. I see an article that came out why he doesn't look up, because when I was watching her on the stand last night, he doesn't look at her once.
Really?
You just see the top of his head.
Oh.
He watches her on the screen.
Ah, right.
He doesn't look at her, and she's sitting right in front of him. And it stems back from a moment where he said to her, "You'll never see my eyes again." Because she went public with her claims, allegedly, in 2018, I think it was.
It's been a couple of years, where she
proclaimed herself as the kind of not ambassador, what's the word I'm looking for, of abuse. So insinuating that he was an abusive husband, and she really got stuck into that. Yeah. So much so that the whole world presumed he was guilty.
Yes.
Yeah, and he lost work.
He lost a lot of work. So he's, what is he suing her for? Like $100 million?
It's $100 million.
Mm-hmm. It's crazy.
Sure.
But I don't know. Are you following it? Whose side are you on? Who's lying? Who's talking the truth? But no, she's just, I mean, it's a big party.
Mm.
Yeah.
Where a couple fight for amal. Now, moet jy gou gou jou mind op maak. It's even worse. Have you ever been in a situation like that where a couple fights?
Yes.
You're friends with both of them. And then they force you to pick sides. They go, am I lying?
Yeah.
Or am I lying?
Yes.
Martin, am I lying?
Yeah. Did you hear that, Martin?
Yeah. Can you see? Can you see how she's being?
Yeah. Can anybody here disagree with me? Are you with me?
I'm going to the toilet.
In your car, leave. Even if it's your house.
Oh,
goodness. Wie se kant is jy? Dis vir my ongelooflik. En al het kinders, that to me... Yeah. All the way through, the one thing that honestly really upsets me is the fact that their kids...
There are children involved.
Children are going to have to see this, being discussed at school.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be on their social media.
I saw a little bit up front, and I think Amber's first lawyer got fired. She was not really good. And I was absolutely shocked by the standard, I think, of attorney she got in. I was quite surprised. I was like, I didn't expect to see somebody struggle so much.
And then you look at that lady that Johnny Depp has in. And she's pretty solid. And unfortunately, it does come down to that.
Yeah. I must be honest. I've been scrolling past it for the mere fact that I feel like there's already a lot in my mind and there's already a lot in the world that stresses me. I was like, you know what? I honestly don't need to be a part of this. Once it's maybe resolved, I want to hear how it started and when it's done.
I will say this, though. If it turns out that he wins the case, I don't want this to discourage women to come forward.
Yes.
Ever. I don't want women to go, you see what just happened there.
Yeah, when you speak up, this is what
happens. When you speak up, this is... I don't want it to get to that. That would be a miserable failure in life.
Yeah.
You must always, always, always speak up. I almost want to go as far as saying, even if someone gets a better lawyer and you lose the case, you must always, always speak up. Because somewhere along the line, it could count against that person.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. If not at that particular point. Anyway, getting back to this case... Whose side are you on? Just a quick little poll. 084-850-0942. Who's lying? Martin Garrix now on Drown at 6:25. How's it going? Welcome to the show. It's a Wednesday morning, halfway through. To be honest with you, I don't know enough about their lives to make a call on it. I'm just seeing what everyone else is seeing on Facebook. And that is not fair, is it? Because now people are like, oh, no. She's lying. Oh, whatever.
Yeah.
Will we ever know?
It's just a pity that they couldn't resolve this quietly.
I was saying, it's always the case.
Yeah. I don't know how I feel about this. Is such a domestic, but well, they're talking about really big numbers that they're suing each other for. So I understand the legal process.
You've been there. You have friends, and then they fight, and then they try and involve you, and you have to pick sides, and you must never do that. Even after people broken up, don't ever be that person to go, "Oh, I knew. Listen, I knew about him." Mm. He's a horrible monster, that one, hey? Yeah.
Because...
lying. Never liked him. Yeah. 5 minutes later.
I always felt uneasy.
I always got this creepy feeling. Mm. Okay, we're back together.
See you now.
You see
now.
Lacquer. Mm.
Now you're not friends anymore.
But here we are. Here we are following this whole private saga on social media. The Amber Heard, Johnny Depp thing. Can you even look at Johnny Depp without thinking of Pirates of the Caribbean? At this stage,
he is Jack only Sparrow. that character to me.
Yeah. No, he's so in much more, but yeah.
Yeah, in real life, he's that. And then you're like, no, Liesl, be a grown-up about it, please.
All right, so who's side are you on? Who's speaking the truth? Who's lying?
Definitely Team Johnny. Nie oor die goeie akteur wat hy is, nie, maar oor hoe meer Amber praat, hoe dieper praat sy self in die moeilikheid in. Julle hierdie vrou, ek kan nie deel nie. Sy lieg so vars wat sy gaan, en hoe meer sy praat, hoe dieper praat sy self in die bolle in, en hoe meer bewys sy dat sy eintlik besig is om te jok. Sy moet net stil bly, en eerder maar net alles los.
Ek is in Johnny Depp se kant hierso. Maar al wat ek ook nie wil sê, glo alle vrou mense.
I fully understand where you're coming from, where women should speak up when it's physical abuse and everything like that. However, what a lot of people forget is, in this specific case, it actually becomes more clear that a lot of women also actually abuse men, and men don't speak up because it's not supposed to be in the norm and everything like that.
Yeah, I think the bottom line is here, speak up about abuse. Always. Don't lie about it. Speak up about it. If there's abuse, speak up about it. Whether you think you're going to win or lose the case is not the point. It's not the point at all. And I don't want this case to discourage anyone from speaking up. Maar ek hoor wat jy sê, definitief albei kante verseker. So ver klink het vir my asof meeste mense span Johnny is. Now that has become a contest, clearly. In public domain. Hoe voel jy? 084-850-0942. Wie lieg? Wake up. It's gonna be a great day. I feel it in my
bones. You're with your morning family. Yeah. Breakfast with Martin Bester.
Before we get to our morning family quiz, just I don't know if you're following this whole Amber Heard Johnny Depp thing. So awkward at times, eh? Because there's some stuff happening there, or things that went down in that relationship and that house. There's even a poo gate. I'm going to get into that now. Or the bed, and I don't know. People do strange stuff behind closed doors. Maybe it's just to stay there.
That's too much info.
Yeah, I need a cake. Leave it order. Now the whole world's watching and listening. But whose side are you on? Just quickly. I mean, will we ever know the truth? I don't know. Is it a case of may the best lawyer win? Dis moeilik hierdie goeders. Maar nou, almal maak in elk geval hulle minds op mos.
I'm Team Amber. The more I listen to the story, it seems like Johnny was a major narcissist and he created situations for her to freak out so that he can claim innocence. I've been in a narcissistic relationship. They mess your mind and you are always guilty. So, Team Amber.
I'm definitely Team Johnny. Amber definitely has a history of abuse where she is the abuser. Within family, with past partners and everything, she is that way. And there are actually people out there that go through horrible forms of abuse. To lie about something like that is rather revolting.
I'm just waiting in this whole Johnny Depp, Amber thing for the moment when she says, "Do you think if I was lying, I would have hired such clumsy lawyers?" Because honestly, at this point, Johnny has the better story and the better lawyers. She's just making it hard on herself. So her only defense at this point would have been, if she was lying, she would have gotten herself better lawyers to prove her lies.
Wow. That's quite a take on it. That's quite an interesting take on it.
I got lost there for a second, but I see where he's coming from.
He's saying she was so confident of her story that she didn't even bother trying to find
a good lawyer.
The best lawyers out there. Interesting take.
Al twee partye is ewe skuldig. Abuse bly abuse. Be it verbal abuse, physical abuse. Ek dink net Amber ek het bietjie uit konteks uit. So, maar albei van hulle ewe skuldig met abusive relationships. Ek kan hoor hoe praat hy met haar ook.
Big Jonas and find you. Ooh, nee, kyk. Mense het baie om te sê oor die Amber Heard and Johnny Depp story, né? It comes up on your timeline. Whether you want to or not, it's like being at a party where a couple fights. You have no choice, really. You're there, you're in it. Mm-hmm. Just be careful you don't get dragged into it. Don't get asked for your opinion. Sure. But that's not exactly what I'm doing this morning. I'm asking you, whose side are you on? Because people do side. People, everybody almost becomes a lawyer. Do you remember back in the day with Oscar Pistorius'
yes.
trial?
Yes.
Everybody became a legal expert.
You must.
Ewe skielik, vir ons almal alles van die wet af. Alles.
And ballistics. We're all experts.
So if you say, Ma, I can be anything said, that lawyer of Johnny Depp's, sure, she's tough. She's good. She's good because she just keeps it going. Mm-hmm. She keeps her cool. And just keeps going, and then she gets, and then eventually you figure out, oh, this is where you were going with this.
All right, so she's just asking stuff, and you're like, okay, wait for it.
You don't want to be in an argument with her. Whereas Amber comes across sometimes as a little bit, I don't know, unprepared or unsure. I'm not sure. Mm. You just don't get the, which is not to say, and I hear people who are Team Amber, which is not to say that she's wrong.
Yeah, that nothing happens, yeah.
Verstaan jy? Because people deal with things differently. Sometimes when you're in a situation, your head also must sometimes gets a bit messy.
That's true.
It doesn't mean that you're wrong or right.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a tough one, but people will judge.
I am not Team Amber, nor am I Team Johnny. People should just remember that manipulation and gaslighting happen. It's a narcissistic trait, and they have a way of making you look bad. So just one last thought. Traumatic events that happen can cause a person to change.
Mm-hmm.
I'm definitely Team Johnny. Amber's whole life is one big act. The fact that she quotes things that she says from previous movies and old movie lines, I don't even think she knows who she is and what the truth is.
Yeah, the thing with the, what was it, the bottle of dirt? What did she say? That whole story was a line from Pirates of the Caribbean.
Really?
When she was saying he had cocaine. Cocaine. What was the line? And everyone was like, And even he was laughing at that point.
Did he chuckle?
Did he?
Yeah, he had a bit of a chuckle.
Goodness. Ek dink Johnny en Amber al twee het foute gemaak. Hulle al twee is nie lekker 10-4 nie. So dit is nou maar net 'n story van wie se prokureur is die beste.
Is dit nie maar baie keer die geval nie, hè? But now of course people are just, oh, you know how people are. Most of me say and then make references to movies and stuff. So when she says something like he carries around, you know, his drugs in a jar.
He was drinking and I didn't realize at the time, but I think he was using cocaine because it was like there was a jar of cocaine out on the table. I realize it sounds weird, but it's like an actual vintage jar of it.
And people obviously made the reference from one of the Pirates of the Caribbean movies.
Look what I got. I got a jar of dirt, I got a jar of dirt, and guess what's inside it?
Just unfortunate choice of words, I think, on her behalf. But it's gonna turn into a circus, you know it, right?
Yeah.
It's already there. Not to mention some of the other things that happened in that bedroom, but it's just too early for that.
Hey, wake up. Yeah, wake up with your morning family.
Good morning.
What up?
Breakfast with Martin Bester.